Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
534, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday, and you know, that every Wednesday our friend Mike Dickinson, citizen journalist, citizen reporter, joins us. But in addition to all of that, what else? WWE expert. So, Mike, number one, thank you for being here, my friend.
Anytime.
It is good to have you. Now, I'm going to leave it up to you. How would you like to handle this? Do you want to start with the very interesting, fascinating news with John Cena, or do you want to get through the mud and the muck of a total Republican disaster about a week ago?
Let's start off with John Cena and the Grand Slam championship he got this week. I think that'll be more lifting to everybody in the Richmond area.
All right. Well, let us do that. Now, lay the groundwork, because John Cena, after however many years, is allegedly retiring, right?
Yes, we know John Cena, legend in the wrestling business. He's been around probably 20 some years now. I mean, I remember I saw him when I was in college, and that was a long time ago.
Okay.
And he's winding it down now. He's gone off, done movies. He's come back, and now he says this is his last. The last time is now. He's got, I think, 3 more matches or 4 more matches left, and they decided to, he's won everything in the industry. They decided to put him over on Monday night against Dirty Dom Mysterio, and he got the Intercontinental Championship, which now makes him a Grand Slam champion, which means that he's won every single award at some point in his career in WWE, and there's only a handful of them.
Wow, that's, okay, so that's a big deal. Right? I mean, that he's going to need a bigger shelf, I guess, because he gets to display that in his palatial pad as well. But doesn't it also present a challenge then for WWE? If you've got a guy who's only got a couple of appearances left, he's not working, he's a short timer, he's not there very long. How do you make it an interesting storyline?
I think that what will happen is Dirty Dom will come back and cheat or something again. Because Dirty Dom Mysterio, Rey Mysterio's son, Dirty Dom is one of, I don't know, I think he's one of the best heels in wrestling today. He's got that air of honky-tonk, man. You just see him and he's irritating. The sight of him is irritating. And Dirty Dom is way over as a heel. So I think that either Cena will retire and he'll open the title up to a tournament, and Dirty Dom will cheat his way into winning it again, and that'll give them something to go with this in the spring, or it'll be a situation where Cena is going to defend the title and Dirty Dom cheats or something like that and gets the title back at the end. I think that, you know, we talked about in the past, Cena wants to put some young guys over on his way out. That's what you do in the business, and I can think of nobody better to really put over than Dominic Mysterio. I mean, I think he's going to be a force for a long time. I mean, great heel already, and he's only been in the business for a few years.
Wow. Okay. So that always becomes the question when you have somebody, and we're pulling the curtain back. Well, I don't even know if you have to pull the curtain, but there is no curtain anymore. This stuff got pulled back a long time ago. But part of what guys who are reputable, if you will, in the business do, when the time is right, you're always doing a favor for someone else, right? And if you are being honest with yourself, as I think John Cena is being in this regard, and a number of folks, they said, look, you know, I'm X number of years old. My body can't do this forever, for sure. And I don't want to be one of those guys who has 87 retirement matches. And people say, really, seriously, you're still, I mean, we thought you stopped doing this years ago. So Cena says, I want to go out. But you do that favor. You have somebody or a couple of people that you know, really the next generation. You say, all right, I'm laying down for you. I'm doing the favor for you. So you think Cena looks at Mysterio and says, yeah, you're somebody I absolutely want to help on my way out the door.
I think so, and I think that you're exactly right. You know, on the way out, a lot of these guys that have retired, when they retire, they find the next generation. They find somebody, and they say, hey, I'm going to make you 10 times bigger than you already are by letting us have a great feud, however long it is. And ultimately, at the end of the day, you're going to be the one to go over, and I'm going to ride off into the sunset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the way this works when, I mean, everybody's got a big ego, but when the egos are realistic and reasonable, you know, and sometimes that doesn't happen. Sometimes you get these folks, and you know, you'll get somebody going, no, I mean, it's not my time, or it's mine, or you're not screwing me out of this, because, and it's like, dude, that wasn't yours to begin with. And, you know, when Mr. McMahon or Triple H or somebody else says, yeah, it's time, I want it back, it's mine, give it back to me, you got to do it. And well, I'm glad to hear that may be the case. Now, is that a pay-per-view? Well, I guess we don't do pay-per-views anymore. But is that one of those events, or is this a house show transition? How do you think that's going to work?
I think it'll probably be a house show transition. He's only got, I think, 4 matches left now, and they're all, I think, Monday Night Raws that are left. So with the last one being coming up in D.C. So
gotcha.
I think it'll be something like that, unless they write something else into it. You know, Cena's still in wrestling. He's in his 40s,
yeah.
But, you know, he's made a lot of money doing movies and doing wrestling. This isn't the 80s where the guys have to go literally until they can't walk anymore. And when they retire, they're, you know, crippled because they've got bad knees and bad backs from doing all this stuff. Cena's a young guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a wife. You know, he wants to do movies, and he doesn't have to wrestle until he's, you know, very, very disabled, like a lot of the old guys.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was always sad. Some of the stuff we used to see on the independent scene, guys who had their heyday, and unfortunately, a lot of them, they blew every single cent they ever earned, and we had to send $50 ahead of time for gas money.
Right.
And clearly that's not the case here. All right, well, it's going to be very, very interesting. We'll keep you on deck to let us know how that's working. Can you tell me, I mean, we're talking about the disaster that was the Republicans' election. We could talk about that, but another disaster seems to be the greater Richmond transit system, right? The buses, apparently running free buses just is not a good business model. Is that right?
Yes, it's who'd have thought that you give away everything for free, someone's got to pay for it at some point. I mean, that's a novel idea, right?
Yeah.
You know, that things have to be paid for. And it looks like the GRTC is projected to run out of money in 2030 from all of their free bus programs.
Oh.
They've been getting $6.8 million from the state as a grant, but that's all running out. And they're going to have a shortfall coming up in about 4 years, three or four years. And everyone's worried about how they're going to pay for the free fare program. But I just don't understand this. I mean, you know, look, at the end of the day, you got to pay for services. And America is not a socialist country. We don't give away everything for free. You have to pay for it, and it's paid for by the users of it. And the bus system is a great, great example. I mean, you can't just say, oh, we're going to have free buses for everyone. So at the end of the day, the bills come due and someone's got to pay for it.
Right.
And You know, it just it seems like the people in government, especially in Richmond City, don't understand that whole idea. You know, and especially with the Democrats, because most of them, you know, haven't really worked jobs. They, you know, they're social workers. They're, you know, on public policy, but they've never actually ran or operated a business. I mean, yep. You know, you're running a small wrestling show. You've got to write the checks to pay the people. You've got to rent the gym. You've got to rent mm-hmm. this. You've got to pay this person. Mm-hmm. And so many of our people in Richmond City government and the Democrats have never actually sat down and wrote the checks from the checkbook. It's easier to do it with the public's money than their own money, and that's where the connection falls short with them most of the time. And that's what we're going to see yeah. with most of these Democrat programs. They're going to run out of money.
I also hear about
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them. Break.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
I have people that complain to me, Mike, about the buses since they have become, quote, free, that you essentially have folks who have taken up residence on the bus, if you will. You know, people who might be homeless or bum was a term that was used for a long time, and now nobody uses it except when they're sending me notes saying the buses are now filled with bums, Jeff. Are you hearing the same sorts of stuff?
I'm hearing the same sorts of stuff. And, you know, in the bus stops in the city of Richmond, and the buses have gotten a lot more dangerous. We read about assaults yes. on bus drivers.
Yep.
We read about shootings at bus stops. I mean, the whole reason you want to have mass transit is to encourage people that it's safe so they can ride it. But when you do something, it's free. It's just like anything else. It's worth what you pay for it. And if you're not paying for it, you're going to attract, you know, people that don't have great motives and to hang around and either ride it all day and not pay or hang around the bus stops. And it's mm-hmm. just a losing proposition.
It is. Mike Dickinson is joining us, a citizen journalist, citizen reporter, WWE expert. We cover everything with Mike. You know, Mike, when I lived in the Boston area, I did not mind taking mass transit or commuter rail. On those occasions when I used to go to D.C. many years ago, I had no problem with the metro. So I'm not somebody who in any way is opposed to mass transit or public transportation or whatever the terminology is in 2025. I'd like to see it work efficiently, and I know the benefits of it. But as you say, when you turn it into something that is free, you get exactly what you pay for. And they're about to see this in New York with their new socialist mayor. Even the people who voted for him saying, oh, yeah, you can't turn the buses free because then it's just going to be filled with people moving their shopping carts onto it. And we don't have a transit police operation in Richmond. You know, we can't deal with this.
It's a mess. And wait till they have the free supermarkets in New York. Those are going to become a disaster also.
Yeah.
I mean, he wants to do a free supermarket where you come in and everything's free.
Yep.
Or it's going to be charged the price of the production. It's not going to work. It's going to be a colossal failure.
Yeah.
They're going to be they're going to see that it doesn't work. But, you know, and then the thing with Mondani is, you know, it's not the classic Democrat that voted for him. It's all of these young, rich white kids that, you know, they're the ones who like him. They're the ones that want to be socialists, and they're the ones that have lived off of their mommy and daddy's silver spoon their whole life, that have, you know, go to Columbia or go to Yale or whatever, and they all, I'm a socialist. But they, you know, they should all go and be poor and see how it is, see how it, the other half of America really lives before they proclaim they want to change America.
Yeah, well, they're also the ones who won't be riding the bus, so what do they care? That's
exactly.
Right? That's it. All right, so who gets blamed for the Republican disaster of a week or so ago, Mike? Point a finger or two, please.
Well, online it's a lot of talk. Some people are pointing, like we've pointed out in the past, the consultant, the GOP consultant class in Virginia that doesn't understand what the blue collar class wants and will vote for. Some people are pointing at Winsome Sears because they're saying that she really wasn't an energetic candidate, and that her loss crippled everybody else that was on the ticket, Mieres and John Reed, that they couldn't overcome their margins because she was so weak. Some people are saying that because she didn't embrace President Trump, that was the problem. So it's a lot of fingers being pointed. And my personal belief is, I mean, I would have liked to see Winsome Sears do more on the campaign trail. I don't think that she had a very good work ethic. It's not enough in 2025 to just, you know, do this or that. I mean, you got to go out there. And I mean, out of all the people that ran races, John Reed ran the best race. I mean, he was working every day, and I wish Winsome Sears would have worked that hard.
Well, I've said it on the air. I waited till the election was over because we worked overtime behind the scenes, Michael. I'll tell you this. We couldn't get her to appear on my show more than, I don't know, maybe once during the campaign. It was crazy. And you're talking about somebody who is not only supportive, but you're talking about an audience that would love a reason to go out and support you. They're naturally inclined to support you. And lots of those folks didn't show up to vote. We talked about it. There are a million people who voted for Donald Trump who said, nah, not going out this time. And maybe if they would have heard from her, they would have said, oh, yeah, this is important. And if it's important to vote for her, it's important to vote for John Reed. It's important to vote for Jason Biaras. I also, frankly, I look at the Republican Party of Virginia and I just shake my head because I don't know. You want to talk about AWOL. I just don't know where we are, if at all. Although I did just get an invitation, full price, I guess, to go to, what is it, the Advance again this year? It'll be another year that I choose not to, but thanks for asking.
They're good at asking for money, but they're not good at delivering results these days. And to me, my opinion is that if you're the captain of the Titanic when it goes down, you're the one that has to wear that, and you have to, and you should be embarrassed if you're asking for money after you've just overseen a huge disaster like this year. I mean, the GOP needs to be, the Virginia GOP needs to be sending condolence letters to everybody saying, we let you down, we're firing everybody involved, we've got new people coming.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. It really is. It's like the captain of the Titanic, like you said, saying, hey, send me money because I got to buy new deck chairs because these got a little damp. So anyway, Mike, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. We will talk next week. That is Mike Dickinson, citizen journalist, citizen reporter, and WWE expert. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.